Hey guys, we are the Let's Talk 20s podcast. I am your host, Tanner.
I am one of the co-hosts, Connor.
And I'm your other co-host, GT.
Guys, this podcast is centered around common themes that people in their 20s may be going through, whether it's anxiety, depression, other mental health things, relationships, and so much more. It's all about things that we're all going through together. We may think we're going through it individually, but the point of this podcast is bringing light to things that we're all going through together.
But we can't wait for you guys to hear about our thoughts with this. We upload weekly episodes every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. sharp. So please tune into that if you'd like to hear the episodes. We also all come together every week for a different topic, and we each share our perspective on that 3 times a week. So please look forward to those as well.
And you guys can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts at Let's Talk 20s Podcast. We look forward to seeing you guys soon.
And with that being said, please enjoy this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Let's Talk 20s podcast. I am with my co-host GP, and I'm Tanner. We are back with yet another episode on the Let's Talk 20s podcast. Guys, I appreciate you tuning in, watching, listening, whatever you're doing to this episode. GT and I have a good topic for this week, and I'm really excited to share this one with you guys. But before we get into it and spoil the surprise, GT, since the last time we recorded, what's been going on, man? How's the week been so far?
Quarter close, so it's nitpicky. It's getting down to the line. I'm trying to get a lot of things done before the end of next week because I will be going on a week-long cruise with my girlfriend and my family. So right at quarter close. So dude, it's taking up 6 PTO days. That's almost half my PTO right there.
But you better not get sick, dog, for the rest of the year.
Dude, I know. I got 6 sick days, thank goodness.
Oh, okay.
On top of PTO, but yeah, you know, but sick time, I don't get paid.
But on the flip side, dang, you are going on a cruise. Where are you guys going on a cruise again?
So we're going to Nassau. We're going to Nassau in the Bahamas, and then we're going to Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and we're going to Ocean Cay, which is their private island for MSC, which it's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice. Wait, which cruise line is that?
MSC. So MSC, it's like a European.
Okay.
So nice, we're going to be on the Seascape.
You guys get that unlimited drink package?
You know we had to.
All right. Well, I hope you have fun. Dude,
after Lent, bro, of like giving alcohol up for Lent, which I was good for the most part.
There it is. Okay. All right. Well, good, man. I'm glad to hear that.
What about you, Tanner? What's been going on? You had a busy what? Yeah. You had a busy one, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, this past week was my quote-unquote spring break. So I got to hang out with Cameron a bunch more. Still had a bunch of, well, not a bunch, but I had some schoolwork to do and catching up to do. But it was good to kind of turn the brain off for a little bit. Now we're back into it. And with exams and work and everything like that. So a typical week, but taking it day by day, dude, I'm trying to get back into the gym consistently. It's just, it's hard, bro. I'll be honest. It's hard. But I'm trying to get into running. I really am. I bought one of those vests where you can, like a camelback.
Oh, so
I got
vest.
Hydration vests. Yeah, like a camelback, and I can put a bunch of those hydration capacitors.
So you can run for a long time.
Yeah, I'm hoping, especially with the weather getting warmer throughout the next few months. So that way during the spring and summer and everything, and fall, I can really enjoy, you know, runs in the afternoon. But
yeah,
well, good, dude, to hop into this topic before we waste any more time, kind of talking about spirituality, you know, something that you and I have discussed and talked about openly with Connor and our other guests that we've had in the past, and how that is an important part of our life. And before we get into the episode, just want to preface and say, I'll speak for myself. I am not the prime example and the best example of being a good Christian. There's times where my faith has personally faltered. There's times where I could definitely be better on a day-to-day basis. However, I still want to spread the word, and I still am strong in my faith, and I feel like it's something that you and I talk about on and off camera all the time. That's how you and I met, actually, through church and everything. So there's a bond within that in itself. So I'm excited to talk about this with you. But I just wanted to preface that before. I'm not trying to act like I know it all. I'm not trying to act like my views are the only correct views. But, you know, this is just me talking about how I feel about things. So,
yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm there with you. There are times where I thought as well, you know, why me? And which is a very negative mindset, which I'm glad I've strayed away from that and gotten closer to a, you know what? Yeah, give it to me sometimes. You know, like, let me take it on and prove it wrong. I think this is going to be a really good one. I got a really good feeling. So, and people, I hope you guys stay because we're about to get into some serious good stuff.
And I do have a bunch of friends, girl and guy friends, that are definitely way more into their faith than me. I should say I've been practicing and been way more consistent than me. And we'll definitely do a part two on this topic and bring some of them in just to get their perspectives and their knowledge on faith as well. But GT, I want to open it up with spirituality itself, right? What is your faith for you mean right now? And how has that evolved over the last few years or so?
Few years, that puts a big range. My faith has carried me through some hard times and has grown day in and day out and through trials and tribulations, seeing what has worked and not worked within my spirituality, within my faith with the Almighty, which is who I believe in. And for all the other followers, you may not agree with, but you know, to each their own. Everyone's going to have their own beliefs. It's just something, it's grown day in, day out, I think, through the little things and the large things, and getting to really learn more about my true faith and my spiritualism within my faith with them has just grown. And just to see how strong the bond has become has been awesome. And for you, Tanner, I mean, I think, especially with you as well, I mean, tell the people.
It's definitely something where when you feel tested, and like you mentioned previously, kind of the, I don't want to say victim mentality, but the why me question, right? That's always a question that people will ask themselves during tough times. And a lot of times we may blame God. We're specifically talking about Christianity throughout this episode, but whatever you may or may not believe in, you know, you question why me. And sometimes you point fingers at other people. And as much as that can be a form of temporary relief, you come to think about how faith can really carry you through tough situations. And something that we're going to discuss later is how sometimes through prayer or through other methods, you are actually shown the solution or the kind of resolution that you're looking for, and it was in front of you the whole time, or it was given right into your lap and you didn't realize it. And so that's how my faith has grown, is really taking a step back from necessarily looking for those immediate answers and really just taking a step back and putting my faith into Him. And whatever happens, there is a plan for me, and trying to come to peace with that kind of has really helped me grow my faith, and knowing that He will always support me, whether it's good or bad, you know, at the end of the day, and just trying to be the best version of myself, and Him having my back is just something of relief to a degree. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. 100%. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, get the misconception that spirituality and religion are the exact same thing, when in reality, it's not. And I want your take on that. So is it two completely different things?
The kind of like a Venn diagram, you know, that middle section, the little compare and contrast there.
Yeah.
There are some similarities, but in terms of the differences between spirituality and religion is the fact that you can be spiritual with other things. You know, maybe it's not a singular God, maybe it's multiple gods, or some people are faithful in spiritual beings, for example. And the sort of higher power, we're thinking of a higher being or whatever it may be in your case, that is the spirituality, whereas the religion is the particular faith and the actual following of said religion, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, the list goes on and on. So I think that is the main difference. And then also on top of that, obviously the religion is going to have more of the text, you know, whether it's the Bible or the Torah or anything like that, the Quran, and kind of like the biblical stories associated with that. So I think that's probably the main difference. And you can be spiritual and not religious, I think, because I think that's kind of another hot take or hot topic with religious individuals. I know people who believe in God, but are not, they don't consider themselves Christian. And you know, that can be tough for some people to think about. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know my personal feelings on that, but
that's interesting. I think what you said is a great representation as a Venn diagram, is having that mutual common ground, but also not just completely going, yeah, they're the exact same. They're synonyms, because they're not.
Right? Some people believe in the rocks, though.
But hey, let me tell you something. I've met some people, and that's something that is very interesting. That's when people talk about spirits, and that's something that I don't know if you want to talk about now or later, but that's something I want to dive into at some point, whether that be right now or that be later. But some people think of, like, all right, let's just jump into it. Tiger's eye. Some people look at that rock and they're like, man, that just gave me all the strength right there. They have jade, and they think of, oh, this gives me great power and strength, and now my spirits have awoken. Like, I mean, to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
To each their own. It's your life. You live life how you want to. Me personally, you're not going to find some rock that I'm just holding on to like, oh, and now I'm just something different. You know what I'm saying? Is this not a hot take?
I think it's interesting how there's still always that kind of part of human nature where we're trying to find or seek a higher power, whether that is the Greeks, Romans, Egyptians. You hear about all the stories of ancient civilizations and how they had the belief for other beings or a higher power or anything. And so that's part of our nature. Is something that people say is that how we are spiritual beings living in a physical world rather than being physical beings living in a spiritual world. And so, like, our soul is who we are to our core, whereas this body here is just a temporary fixation of who we are. And so I think in terms of the people falling over rocks or whatever, I think it's just the desire to have some form of higher power. And if that's what people are into and that's what gives them the satisfaction, then to each their own, like you said previously, but they're still seeking that kind of faith in something. And I think that speaks volumes about how there has to be someone, something out there, such as God, you know?
No, absolutely. I love that. I think it's a very interesting topic. We could talk about so many things, but I want to kind of veer into now the practices, where a lot of people try to incorporate certain practices into their daily life, or maybe once a week or once a month, whatever it may be. And especially within religion, that's where I use these spiritual practices. Is I'm more of the spirituality within my religion. So when I do this meditation, this practice of mindfulness, do you think social media has kind of veered away from the traditional spiritual practice into now these new things that we just talked about with the rocks, where people are literally worshiping these spirits from rocks, or they're worshiping these different practices that they just found out about? I mean, it's insane to me.
We interrupt this podcast for a quick word from our sponsors. Hey guys, something that we talk about in the podcast several times, and it's a theme that it goes on throughout the podcast, is mental health and how important therapy services can be for you, especially in your 20s, as we're trying to figure this thing out called life. So that's why I would like to thank our sponsor for this podcast, BetterHelp. If you guys do not know who BetterHelp is, they are an online therapy service, the world's largest, with over 20,000 licensed therapists that are conveniently placed for you. All you do is fill out a questionnaire, and they try to match you with a therapist based on your wants and needs. And if you happen to not like that therapist, you can absolutely switch to as many therapists as you want to find the perfect one for you at no additional charge. You guys have a 24/7 text line with a BetterHelp service, a weekly video chat with your therapist, and much more included in this. Rather than in-person therapy, which some people may feel a little intimidated by, this therapy on the go concept, I think, is brilliant, especially for people in their 20s who love the convenience and would rather have therapy at their own expense rather than having to go to a therapist in person. Guys, I think this is a great solution for a lot of people who listen to the podcast. I know that there are several people that I know who have used this online therapy service with BetterHelp, and it is fantastic. So if you guys are interested, visit BetterHelp.com/Let's Talk 20s Podcast to receive 10% off your guys' first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp.com/Let's Talk 20s. Guys, I appreciate you listening to the sponsor, and let's get back to the podcast. I do think people can be easily influenced by, well, anything in general. We already know that, but especially with faith and religion, it's such a strong thing. And when you have someone's belief, their religious beliefs, that's such a huge part of who an individual can be at their core, with their morals and principles and what they follow, right? Because each religion, based on the whatever text that they have and the values of that religion, they vary between Islam versus Christianity, you know, forgiveness versus love, and all those kind of maybe nuances between those religions. And so with that being said, with the social media and people kind of being influenced by that and kind of following their religion based on what they see online, I think it can be a good thing for some instances of spreading the word of common religions, whether it's Judaism, Christianity, Islam, etc. But yeah, at the same time, I think that the whole meditation, mindfulness, you mentioned the spirituality with rocks and other things. I think meditation and all those kind of things are great, mindfulness and spiritual part of yourself. But if people are replacing that with religion, I think that is where the issue can be, is replacing that spirituality for your religion and that being kind of like your whole base of faith as is. Not saying meditation is bad by any means. I try to meditate on a weekly basis at a minimum, but I don't think that should be a replacement or the substitute for religion. I think that's kind of what you're getting at, is you feel like that's kind of the situation in some instances.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's scary. You go on TikTok nowadays and people are doing these, oh, if you believe in this, this spirit will be awakened within your body. And there's like 300,000 likes.
I don't know what TikTok feed you're on, my brother, but
dude, you've gone down the rabbit hole. A long time ago, no, trust me, it's stuck in my brain, because when I opened up TikTok app early on, I was like, what?
I went to
the algorithm. Did that? Like, that stuff's insane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I want to bring up another point. You're talking about social media and everything. And I want to bring up another misconception with Christianity and talking about the power of prayer. And how there's another misconception on social media about prayer, and how if you pray for XYZ, then those things can be solved. If God is real, then this will be solved. And why do I feel like I'm praying for things and nothing is happening? Nothing is being fixed in my life. And the misconception is how I've noticed that in the past, I was praying for solutions. I was praying for strength. And then I feel like I wasn't becoming stronger. I felt like I was becoming weaker. But you know why it was, GT? It's because I asked for strength and God put me in difficult situations. You know, I asked
your strength.
He tested my strength. GT, I asked for love and peace and he showed me what heartache and sadness can be. You know, I asked for guidance in my life because I felt like I was lost in everything. And so he made me feel helpless so I could be found. And so it's all these things where there's misconceptions of trying to ask for solutions and asking for things to be done, whereas he's going to show you how things can be done, I think is one way to look at it. And so I don't know if you wanted to elaborate on that point, if you agree or disagree, or want to talk about that kind of maybe common misconception in terms of prayer and people feel like their prayers are unanswered. What do you think about that?
No, I'm right on par with you. That's something that I know we don't like to just agree on the same thing and move on, but this is something that I think, just to put my two cents in, just like you said, I think people pray for the easy way out and the easy way through things, and they don't trust God's plan. And then they start to question God's plan. That's when they turn into these spiritual things, because a lot of people advertise these spiritual things as quick fixes, quick solutions to your problems, when in reality, what problems are they fixing? What solutions are they giving you to these problems? So it's your faith, your strength in it. I think you put it quite beautifully. And I love it. I think I'm right there with you. I think it's a lot of people get the misconception that, oh, if I pray to him, it's going to be answered how I wanted it. When in reality, the saying, you don't always get what you want the way you want. It's a great way of it right there, that misconception. So,
and the reason why I'm bringing that up is because, I've been there. You know, I've been there for sure, where people like myself at times were maybe losing faith, or people who are trying to be interested in Christianity, right? And they kind of want some kind of concrete proof, or they want some kind of sign that God please answer my prayers. They want hard evidence. And I think in indirect ways, he and direct ways, I will say, in my life, he's definitely shown that he is there. But I do agree with your statement how it can be seen as kind of like a quick fix or quick solution to kind of prove or disprove people's religion. And I just wanted to bring up that point about the misconception of prayer and how people maybe pray in, I don't want to say the wrong way, because if you're praying, then you're, you know, doing better than others in that aspect, but maybe try to change the way that you pray every once in a while and just see if those kind of things fall into your lap, like I previously said.
No, I love that. And a quick point on that is, like you said, prayer, everyone's going to be praying different. I mean, before dinner, I always pray. My girlfriend and I, we always pray before. My family, we pray before meals. It's something that it's a habit, and it's not something that we do just because. It's when we talk about it, we mean it. And there's a difference between quote unquote praying and praying with intent and purpose behind it, and really truly like backing your words in prayer and fully having that faith and putting that faith in him and all that. So I wanted to put that out there before we moved on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's an excellent point. And then another big misconception, if you don't mind, that I wanted to discuss is in Christianity, talking about the forgiveness of sins, something that is obviously one of the, if not the biggest talking points within Christianity, is how, because Jesus died on the cross, our sins are forgiven. And the true depth and value that those words can have. And there's a quote that says, hate the sin, love the sinner. And talking about how sinning obviously is terrible. We do it on a daily basis, however, and it's hard to constantly sin and feel like God still loves us. So if you don't mind elaborating on the point of the forgiveness of our sins and how you continue to, one, love yourself, and two, to know that God still loves you, even though you are sinning on a pretty regular basis.
So it's something where when you and I were both in youth group, it's something where we really honed into understanding what that truly means and not just taking it lightly or taking it for granted. Is he died on the cross. He gave his own self up. God gave the only begotten son so that whoever believed in him may never die, but will have eternal life. That is something we were told a lot growing up. And that's what a lot of people hear in songs. So a lot of people hear in speeches, prayers. But it's so true. And that's something that my faith grew a lot. It's powerful when you can truly understand it. But he did that because he loved everybody. And now everybody is forgiven for that. And I think it's just a testament to his true love to all of us, because we all sin. There's a lot of people that say they don't sin. All of y'all are liars. So,
which is a sin.
Exact. So stop it. All right. And I'm not going to act like I'm the reverend and out here and start going, Heavenly Father, these people are coming to you today. But We all sin. It's going to happen. And when you say hate the sin, love the sinner, sometimes that sinner was led astray and led in the wrong direction, and maybe that sinner needs your help. Just like how Jesus did for everybody and how God gave his only begotten son to all of us. And then Jesus did all of his practices, all of those prayers, speeches, all the walks. And he was always 1,000% selfless for other people. If that's not a testament, I don't know what is. Especially when you're in your 20s, because now, a lot of times, church, think about it, dude. I mean, do you go to church with your parents or family now? My family goes to church in downtown Atlanta. I'm not going to downtown Atlanta on a Sunday.
It's a very hard question to answer on how you know that God still loves you when you sin all the time. Because it's hard to feel like you're doing enough as a Christian and you're doing enough as someone who should be more thankful and grateful for their everyday life and may sometimes take it for granted and may on top of that then sin. You know, how is he going to love me? And I understand that perspective. I understand how people who feel so broken and helpless and scared and lost feel like that they don't love themselves. How can a God love them? And that's a fantastic point. And to that, I'll just say that, as GT previously mentioned, how Jesus sacrificed and devoted his entire life. He knew what was going to happen. He saw his demise. And he still tried to spread the good word because he knew in his heart that what he was doing was for the sacrifice for all of our sins, for the people that lived, and for us now into the present day. And I think that's the really big part, is to understand that that premise around Christianity and that the biblical figure did all that for us. And like you said, be such a testament to the love that God has for us. One, you should have that similar love for yourself as a result. And two, if you're maybe not necessarily exploring Christianity, I think that point in itself is something to kind of ponder on and determine if, wow, maybe that is something that I should start looking into. I think what you said was perfect, dude. And then on top of that, talking about the forgiveness of sins and talking about our own personal faith, there's a quote that might be on one polar end of the spectrum, but I want to share it because it is somewhat true. Saying that if anyone who thinks sitting in a church makes you a Christian, they must also think sitting in a garage can make you a car. And I think what that person is trying to say, this was my interpretation of that, which, by the way, deep quote. I think that there can be a yet another thing to improve on is the faith outside of just going to church for 1 to 2 hours every week. The personal journey of your relationship with God on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, in addition to going to church. Because I know for a fact there is a large portion of my life where I was kind of forced to go to church. I didn't necessarily find myself in a personal relationship with God. And then once I had the ability and freedom to go to church on my own, aka when I left home and started going to college, I realized how important it was to seek that relationship beyond going to church and beyond just prayer, constantly seeking that, asking questions, seeking answers, and growing your faith with God. So I want you to kind of tell me your thoughts on that quote and what you think about that situation in general.
I love it. I think it's also it ties in with the misconception about prayer, how people just go to prayer and people say, yeah, I'm Christian, I pray. What? You can't just pray and ask for things and say you're Christian. That's not how this works. So it's one of those where if you're going to build a car, you're going to put in work and you're going to put in time and you're going to put in a lot of sacrifices and all that, just like with your spirituality and faith and with God and with church. So you can, quote unquote, sacrifice time on Sunday, sacrifice thinking sometimes, honestly, even that, just letting your mind go and just let him really, quote unquote, take the wheel and just see where it goes. A lot of people with cars, when you build a car, you appreciate these small details. Whereas people within the same thing with their religion, spirituality, and faith appreciate the small things and really see that like growth and just the process and enjoy these little things. Enjoy just how strong you feel and just how better your inner peace is.
Very true. Very true. I appreciate your response. I didn't know if you had anything else that you wanted to ask me.
I think it's more of a send-off because at the end of our episodes, we like to kind of give advice. I mean, is there, and we've probably already answered, but, you know, let's, for those who might not have heard or might just be more of a direct, honest answer, what part of spirituality practices or spirituality plays in your daily life?
In terms of my daily life, besides my 2 to 3 prayers that I have every day, you know, first thing when I wake up, being thankful for living another day in paradise. Because I think even just getting out of bed, and yes, you're waking up at 6 or 7 in the morning to go to a job you may or may not like, or drive 40 minutes to school in traffic when people don't know how to drive on a highway anymore. You were able to wake up and had another opportunity to see this world, hear this world, and become a better version of yourself, and also grow your faith with God. I also think just being grateful and, like you said, at peace with how life is going is another important part, because I think a lot of times anger and hatred and malice, really any negative emotion, on the flip side, sadness, you know, grief, everything like that, that can also play a negative role in how you view yourself. But especially if you have a religious relationship or are seeking a religious relationship, then your mind will be twisted to ask the wrong questions and also twist your perception of your relationship with God. And I think that's an important part, is to know that God loves you no matter what, no matter how flawed and sinned you are or whatever is going on in your life. Doesn't mean that he loves you any less than the next person in line. And that's so much harder to actually digest than say, because other people unfortunately experience worse things than others. And some people have more trials and tribulations than others. However, I think that's an important thing. But to bring it back to myself, try to be at peace with myself, not have any of those negative emotions with my personal relationship with myself or God in general. And I think those are the two big things, GT. I'm trying to think what else. I wish I could say more, such as daily Bible reading or reading the scripture on a more consistent basis. I wish I could say that, but that's not the honest truth, so I'm not going to pretend like that. But that would be something else. If I did so, that would be something else I would add to my daily routine.
No, I love that. I think when you can find those little moments to have a spiritual practice, whether it's in your faith, your religion, or for all the people, I think people find different practices that work for them, and which is beautiful in all its different aspects and ways. And for people, it's like I said, at dinner time, we always pray before dinner. It's a meal because of the Last Supper. And also, I meditate, but don't look at it as, oh, it's two spirits of a higher power than God. There is no higher power in my belief in my religion. But I look at meditation as peacefulness, mindfulness, having inner zen within myself, where I get to truly help myself decompress, relax, and figure something out, find a solution to some things, or think of an idea. But prayer is number one by far. And I've been trying to be better at praying before bed, but praying before dinner every time, praying during the day or praying in the morning. I love that. Pray to be thankful for another day, because you're never guaranteed another second, which is scary.
It is scary, but it's the truth, man. It's the truth. I would like to end this episode a little differently. I actually want to end this episode on a prayer, so I didn't know if you wanted to lead the prayer, GT, or if you would like me to. I gave you the opportunity if you want to take it. If not, then I shall.
Are we going to have to bring the Reverend in here? Or are we going to have to?
No. We're not going to do that.
All right.
You want to do the prayer? Or you want me to?
I'll pray.
Okay. I'll do it. All right. Okay.
All right, everybody, please. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing in my friend Tanner to be here with me and for us to be able to have the blessing and honor of doing this podcast and to just spread your word through this podcast. Spread your word on and off camera. Thank you for everybody that has listened. And I hope that you stay with people on and off, listening, not listening, wherever it may be, because you did the most selfless thing. And it's saving us all, for even none of us are perfect. But yeah, we always strive to be perfect or to be better, or some people don't, but you still love them just as equal, which is a true testament to your strength and just how amazing you are. Heavenly Father, please be with everybody as we go into the next second, the next minute, the next hour, the next day, week, month, year, decade, whatever it may be, the next trial, the next tribulation. Please be there with everybody as everyone is going through their own obstacles, their own times of life, their own stages. Please be there with everybody, because you never know. And like we said earlier, don't hate the sinner, hate the sin, but love that sinner just like you do every day and always. And you always lead them back to the light and not lead them down the dark road. Please, God, always stay there just like we always know you will, and just continue to give strength to everybody. In your Heavenly Father name, amen.
Well said. I pray that everyone who watched and listened throughout this whole episode continues to find love and peace within themselves. And maybe there's some people who listened to this episode and didn't necessarily like the topic and clicked off of it, or, you know, close out of it. You know what? That's completely fine. I pray that they also find peace and love for themselves as well. Guys, I appreciate you tuning into this episode. This is something that GT and I have been wanting to do for a decent while now. And, you know, this one is going to be a little scary to put this one out. You know, not everyone has faith or anything like that, or is publicly open about it. So this one will be interesting to see just the feedback we get from it. So if you guys want to hear more, or want us to include maybe a little bit more about our faith and relationship with God, please let us know. Guys, have a great week. Have a great rest of your week. We appreciate you guys tuning in. Until next one, peace.